Hello and welcome to AnimeClub.net. This will be a special episode. I'll be changing a few things around. It won't be like the normal podcast that you've listened to for quite a while now. I'll be doing probably double the time, which is probably about an hour show instead of about 30 minutes to 20 minutes instead. I'll be combining episodes 17 and 18 together because I missed 17. I can't access the file. I can't do anything with it. I don't know why. It happened when I backed up my computer and then didn't let me go back onto the thing. But hopefully you'll enjoy this podcast. I'll be reviewing quite a bit of anime. Also, I'll be putting quite a bit of news out there. I wish I could do more in this podcast, this special one, like a host or something, a co-host, but I haven't been able to get anybody to come on, so hopefully it'll go well. Today's date is October 7th, Tuesday, 2008.
ここから Boy Crying Awakening 繰り返す過ちの輪廻の鎖を解かないで、どれくらい遠くまで旅して帰ればわかるの神の法則、どれくらい長い時旅して意識は神殿のドアを開く、未来中はをスタート作ろうよ、君が行くならついて行きたい、負けない神秘解き明かせ、どれくらい深い闇光に変えたら世界の色が変わる、愛すべき人、どれくらい深い謎いくつも問いたら楽園のドアは開く、僕らの旅をさあ始めよう。
Hello and welcome back to AnimeClub.net. That music that you heard of, I'm going to just do it for this episode only. I'll play some more music towards for the second interview or review for the show / manga. Okay, that song that you heard is from a anime called Mentai Ni Loki Ragnarok. I ended up finding, I was looking for some songs and everything, and found this song, and I started watching the anime. It's a pretty good anime series. It's a mystery type, well, I can't even explain it really, but it's a good anime to watch. But what happens throughout the whole series and everything, well, as I know for the first two or three episodes, is that there's this guy, or kid, or what you want to call him, I don't know how old he is or anything, but I'm assuming from watching the first few episodes that he's like a god of some sort that was banished from the god world and sent down to this earth. It starts out first as a girl who's is challenged, saying that there's a spiritual ghost over in this old burned down mansion, and she ends up finding a doll that floats towards her or something like that and everything. I won't get into great detail because I won't do really big spoilers. All it comes down to really is it shows glimpses and phrases of views of his past and what's happened. When you hit towards the second episode, it becomes more clear on what happens through the series, it might look like. I've only seen like the first two or three episodes. I'm going to try to look for more of them, but I'm having a hard time because they end up in either German, French, or some other language that I can't read. If I could understand Japanese more, I would just listen to it, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. Towards the second episode, there's a guy that pops up that's almost similar to Loki. I can't remember his name or whatever, but if you want to find out what his name is and everything, you just need to go and look for episode 2. He looks like he's been banished from the god world as well by some person. Odin, I think it is. I can't remember. Most of this stuff has come from Greek mythology. A lot of this animation, if people don't already know, that a lot of animations or anime or mangas is based off of true facts in the real world. I can give an example. Fullmetal Alchemist is the difference between their world and World War II. That's just to give an example for a few. It's an interesting anime show. I would be very cool to check it out if you like that sort of type of mystery solving type thing that puts glimpse into the past of what's happened and everything. I'm hoping to read more about it, or at least watch more about it. I'm going to see if I can find the manga books for it, if there's any. And then people let me know if there is anything out there of this manga, if they have one. I'm hopefully maybe watch some more tomorrow if I can find an episode, because it's becoming hard to find. If anybody knows where I can find one of this, Mentai Loki Ragnarok, or Magical Detective Loki Ragnarok, which is easier to say. I don't know why they called that. Well, a little bit of history about the anime. This anime is that it originally didn't have the last name Ragnarok at the end. It was added about, I think, 6 years ago due to a distribution change, or a, what do we call it, studio change. When it changed over to a different studio, the studio just named it with the Ragnarok on the end. I don't know why or anything like that, but it just happened to call that. Because what I was originally trying to look for was trying to look for a song for the Ragnarok the animation. I will do a review on that later, but it won't be right now. I'll see more on this and keep your input on it. It'd be very helpful. Now it's on next on my list for anime reviews. You'll hear a music from it first, and then on my brief description of what it's about for the first few episodes. I just recently watched the last of it just now, right before I did this podcast. The name of the animation is Heihachi no Gotoku. I'll be doing both the book and the show, the manga and the anime, both of them, the review for you guys out there. I hope you like the music from this, and see you back when the music's over. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, everyone. If you have just not forgotten or anything, that is music is from Heihei no Gotoku. It's the beginning theme song. That is the full-length version. There is a TV version, but I did not feel like having to download it right now. I like the full versions better anyways. But on to the show and manga. I'm going to review the manga first because it's the easier one that I've just recently did. I've actually done both of them recently, so I'll just read you what's on the back of the book that I have. This is the first manga. That's the only one I've gotten. I've watched more than what's in this book. The first two chapters are like similar to what happens in the actual show, but after that, it just totally changes. It's nowhere near the same. In my opinion, I prefer the book over the actual show because the show leaves a lot of stuff out that's probably very useful in the manga that will be good for the actual anime show. But more on that later. Okay, here's the synopsis that they have on the back of the book. Since the teenager age of 9, Heihei Huzaki has busted his behind at various part-time jobs to support his degenerating gambler parents. And how do they repay their son? Selfishly, generously, by selling his organs to the Yakuza to cover their debts. But fate throws Heihei to a don, sort of. Hardworking Heihei has a plan to pay back the Yakuza, who are now the legal owners of his body parts. He'll kidnap someone and ransom them for a mountain of money, but things get tricky when his wannabe kidnappee, who is a lucky it is the daughter of a mind-bogglingly wealthy family, mistaken Heihei's actions for a confusion of love, and subsequently hires him to be her personal servant. At least his employment future is secure, or so he thinks. Pretty good book. I would suggest you read the book before you watch the show, just so you get a glimpse of what really happens in the actual original series. Quite a bit happens in the thing. There's certain things in here that are the same, like what they said. But what happens is his parents are gamblers, and they gamble everything. They don't show their faces or anything, they show who they really are, and they do the same thing in the manga, as in the show, and everything. He has done several part-time jobs. He's under the age of what he should be working. He's age 16. His job that he was doing, this last job that he had when it starts the book, he's a bike messenger. He's one of the fastest in the industry. Happens to the first chapter is that he gets fired when his parents come by to pick up his paycheck. And guess what happens when his parents get a hold of his paycheck? They spend it on their dreams, which is basically gambling to make it win. But they lost it all. They end up selling him to Yakuza, all his body parts, and in the show, they show a list of all his body parts and what they're worth. Actually, is it in the show? I think it's actually in the book. Let's see if I can find it. More on that. He just loses all hope with life and everything. So what happened was, we're going to cut them all up open and sell his organs to everybody and everything like that. He meets this girl. He's trying to get him as ransom so that he can pay off the debt that he owes to the Yakuza. Because his parents basically sold him to the Yakuza, his body and everything, to pay off their debts. Throughout the first chapter, he gets help from this girl who thinks that he's there because he loves her. Who'd have thought? The way Heihei's personality is, that he's like really kind, can't really do anything bad, just the way he is, the hard worker and everything. It ends up that basically in the middle of the chapter, he ends up just losing hope and says he wants to die in the snow. And then some Santa comes over and starts talking to him. Later in the book, he becomes, like on the second chapter, he becomes a butler for the for the what we call it family of her. Let's see, what, totally forgot what it is. Let's see. Well, anyways, he becomes a butler for a, well, the a butler, combat butler. The book is called Heidi, the Combat Butler. The show is called Heidi no Gotoku, which is just still the Combat Butler. It's just in Japanese instead of English, if you want to know what that means and everything. Throughout the whole first manga, it just explains through like tests and things like that he has to do. You can read more about it. It's quite interesting and everything. Certain things are similar, but some of the other things are different. Like chapter, let's see, was it chapter 5, I think it is? Yeah, I think it's chapter 5. Actually, yeah, episode, or it says episode 8. In episode 8, well, I haven't gotten that far. I've gone up to episode 6, but it isn't the same as the manga, because the last episode I watched wasn't the same as the one in the book. But like episode 8, what happens is quite a bit of stuff. He's like dressed like a woman or anything. He looks exactly like a woman because the way his hairstyle and everything is. Looks like a cat or something like that. Well, I don't know what else to say about that. There's much more in the book. I was just reading the book. It's a lot better than the show. See? I'm flapping it. It's a lot better. Just go and read it if you want to. It depends on your opinion. It's up to you whether you like it or not. The show, I think it's more, just a little bit more fun because you can see it visually instead of having to read it and everything. The last episode I watched is when he got sick and everything. But basically what it is he's there just because he has nothing else to do and he has to pay off his debt that the money he now owes to the family that he works for as a butler and everything. Throughout the series and everything, it's almost a random show. That's basically what it is. I find it funny sometimes at points and just hilarious. It's a mixture of like him being Dragon Ball Z or something like that to a just common character, you know. And what it's a odd way they do it is that the narrator and the character also interact with each other, which is kind of funny and actually cool and everything. Like on episode 6 that I was just recently watching, he talks to him about something, about this stuff, and he's there thinking to himself, and the narrator's going on talking about it, and Heidi goes and says, "Shut up," and does it 3 or 4 times and all this, and it's just pretty cool and everything for it, for them to do it in the show. He's, I guess, still just completely lost. He always is, like, falling apart or something like that. He's almost like similar to a character like Rurouni Kenshin from the Rurouni Kenshin series. He's like Kenshin. He's like fun and games in one time and then serious other times for his job to protect someone. And then other times he just gets beat up and everything and like a tough guy and all that. You'll see it in the first episode when he's a bike messenger that he's so fast, he's faster than a car. Who know? Who'd have thought that there's a biker out there that's faster than a 30-mile-per-hour car down the street? So be it. Same way it happens in the show, he ends up trying to deliver this magazine or manga or something in the book. He ends up stopping in front of these three guys that he's supposed to deliver to and tumbles over. And they think that he's going to die or something like that. But he doesn't. He goes up and walks up and shows him the thing and said, "Sign this paper," and everything. And then they say, "Are you still alright?" And then they try to warn him when he's riding down the road that there's a pair of stairs that he's going to fall down and all that. See, he's a klutz and all that and everything, but then again, he's not a klutz. If you see episode 6, which is the last one I saw, most of them the same go throughout the line, just a little bit what adds to it more fun and see how he pays for his debt and all that. If you want to go check it out, you can go check it out on VO.com. I'll see if I can get it posted onto the website. Update the website a little. I'll put more Code Geass episodes and a few more of what I've been watching and seeing. Maybe Rurouni Kenshin and all that. I'm going to update it and everything. Hopefully I can. I've been having problems, though, because I can't get a hold of the program that I actually use for webpage design. The Dreamer MX 2004. I've lost it. I can't get it. I got it from school, so it was like pay for and everything. I can't afford $400. If anyone wants to donate one for me, it'd be most helpful for the newest version, but I'm not going to pay $400 for Dreamweaver for the newest CS4. I'll figure out a way to get it. I usually do. I have a key code for it. I just need the extra program, so if Mike can link me to a uTorrent file or something that can let me download it, I'll be fine. I don't need a crack or anything like that. I don't like doing that type of stuff. Well, I'll move on to news and everything here. Let's see if I can get the page popped up. I thought I already had it popped up. Let's see. I'm going to go way, way back. Let's see. Let's go back to Sunday, October 5th. Should I go there? There's a... Well, I wanted to go further than that. I wanted to go to Saturday. There was an article in there that I would like you all guys to see about. It's about Rosie the Vampire. If anybody's heard of that manga or anime show, because I've actually read the books as well. Yeah, I got the first book for it and everything. It's quite interesting and everything. Okay, October 6th, is it in there? Okay, there you go. It was on Sunday. This is a second series continuation from the original series. It looks like there's going to be two TV stations over in Japan that are going to support this. I highly doubt that anybody over here is going to support this quite yet, because it's probably very highly unlikely, unless they do heavy modifications, which I would not like to see. But let's see what happens. It's Reservoir Vampire Kabutu considered by two TV stations. The two TV stations are TV Osaka and TV Aicha, Central Japan Station. They're considering for the first this first series, but they don't know yet. They're going to try to adopt the series. So, let me see. Both anime series adopted Anshin School comedy manga, but a human boy who secretly attends a school for supernatural teachers. I won't go into the general stuff of that. I'm going to do that another day, because I do got the book and I've seen the first episode. I've downloaded it, but I have to download a DivX coder for it so I can actually watch the first episode again. But more on that, I'll have that probably that in the future. See what else they have for Sunday. Of course, I'm going to jam-pack quite a bit of stuff for news and everything here. Let's just go to Sunday. Spice and Wolf, second TV animation season confirmed update. That's what that's all about. No, I've never watched it, but I'm just reading off whatever. I get all my news and Anime News Network. I'm citing it for you guys. I did not research this. They did. And it's on their sites that say it, who's researched it and everything. It's on animenewsnetwork.com. You just have to go there and everything, and everything's there. They usually cite it and everything. Like this one I'm reading right now, it's from Wolf Production Committee. Media Works / Spice and Wolf Productions Committee. It's copyrighted and everything. The official Japanese website of the Space and Wolf franchise has confirmed that a second television anime season has been greenlit. Director Tomioka Takahashi and screenplay writer Narushashi Arakawa will return the Spice and Wolf 2. However, you can read all that stuff. I'm not going to say pronounce the names and everything, all that. Well, they were going to replace some of the characters for Wolf 2. It looks like they're changing a few things in this one. You know, if you've ever seen Spice and Wolf, I've never seen it myself, so I don't know what this is really all about. I might check it out, but I don't know. There's a lot of anime out there to watch, and so very little time to watch it in, if you know what I mean. And the prices of them over here in the United States, yeah, they're a little bit high there. It's like $60 or $30, $40 for 3 or 4 episodes. I don't feel like wasting my money on that, and I prefer just to watch the original Japanese versions without them edited or things like that. Let's see what else is in this article. The anime adopts name and name clone novel series that avoids the usual sword and sorcery tappings of fantasy stories and focuses on how business and regional gets done to medieval world with a wolf girl, Jin Fuma, name, will reprise their roles as their pillar Lancer and the wolf girl, Halo, who embarked on a journey together. If you want to find out what the names are and everything, just go to the website. You're going to have to go to maybe archives by the time you see it, to watch it tomorrow or read it tomorrow or whatever time you do, going to go online. And then you just go to Sunday. Let's see, it was posted on October 5th, 2008 at 5:32 Eastern Dedicated Time, I think, or EDT, if you want to know what it is. Let's see what else is out there for us. I'll go over some, cons. I'll go over cons for you guys out there. I don't think I have it on the website yet, but I'll hopefully will. I'm just grabbing a few, like one or two from each day if there's enough to grab. Evangelion 2.0 film set for early summer of 2009. That should be interesting since Evangelion has been around for a while. Let's see, the official Japanese website of the theoretical Neon Genesis Evangelion and Remarks has relaunched this, confirming the tentative release window and English title of the second movie in the project. Evangelion 2.0 You Cannot Advance will open in Japan in early summer of 2009. The first movie of Evangelion 1.0 You Are Not Alone opened in September 2007, earned over 2 billion yen, about $20 million in US dollars, sold over 600,000 copies on DVD. The website promises that the second movie will feature the fan favorite character Azuaka and the EVA 02 unit. New Evangelions added item previously unknown to anyone. A shocking new story and a new visual. I'll be interesting. I've watched the series. I wasn't too happy about it. It could have been a good animation, but they didn't do very a lot with it, and they ended it prematurely. I don't know. I've never seen the movies or anything like that. I like the show quite a bit, actually, only that they just discontinued it, which made it very unsatisfying because it just left you hanging there and they didn't finish it or anything like that. And they're going to do it early summer of 2009. If you can get a hold of a bootleg copy, so be it. Or everything with subdubs or something on YouTube or Vio or whatever. I'm not going to do it myself until it actually comes over here officially. Normally like that. Let's see what else we got. Promo image from IG Huraki no Shomoka. Shima revealed. Looks like a game of some sort. Let's see. I'm getting tired of reading, so I'm going to see if my computer can do this for you guys. If you can, let's see. If it will do it. No, it won't. Of course, it's going to be stubborn. If you want to read it, check it out and everything, you just gotta go to the animesnewsnetwork.com. There's another one on the site, but I hardly ever go to that one because I didn't find it very useful or anything like that, in my opinion, but I'll go check it out right now. While I'm waiting to go on the website, for anybody, please, I would love to hear from you guys, either on the forum or on the website, or email me, or just put comments or email me to my PO Box number. The website is www.theanimeclub.net. That is www.theanimeclub.net. If you notice, I've updated the podcast, the area a little bit. I'm plan on doing it. The last time I did it, it says it on here. It usually tells you when I update it and what times I update it. Last time I updated it was September 24th, Wednesday, 2008 at 9:11 p.m. I can't do it now because, well, I don't have the program that does it for me right now. I'll have to redo it and everything. Let's see, enemy news. I haven't updated this area either. I'll try to do it manually, but let's see. Enemy News Network and Enemy Corporation, which most of they get most of their things from Enemy Corporation, gets from Enemy News Network. Anyways, but see, they don't bring out a lot. They bring more from updated 100X Hunter returns again. Let's see what this one is all about. Copy, speak. Come on. Let me see if I can get this to work. My mouth is a little bit dry and everything. And I got no water or anything. I don't feel like getting up right now. Okay, let's see. September 15, 2008. Plus, the problem was that they didn't update it big enough, fast enough. See, like, Monday, September 15, 2008. That was the last one they did so far. And that's one thing I didn't like. They didn't do something every day. Let's see. I'll just do the last two that they've done. 100X Hunter Returns Again. If anybody's read it or anything, that would be very helpful. Let's see if it will read this out loud. Nope, it won't. Okay. Come on. I know it can do it. No, forget it. I'll just read it. Anna has reported that the weekly Shonen Jump manga magazine will once again publish new chapters of Hunter x Hunter, a cult favorite shonen series by Yoshito Togashiya. Hunter x Hunter is expected to return in the October 6th issue. This will be the first weekly production of the series since the end of December 2007. I haven't had a Shonen Jump in my hands in the last 4 months because my subscription ended in June. Yeah, it ended in June. I wish I could renew it, but I haven't got a job yet. Hopefully I'll get a job sooner or later. I don't know what Hunter x Hunter. I might read it later sometime and get it, because I'll eventually get to most of the animations out there that I have not read before. Let's see. Thursday, May 29, 2008. Yeah, way, way back. Let's see. Well, I'm not even going to read some of those because they're so way back. Yeah, I don't like Anime Corporation. They just really suck. They don't do a lot of stuff for them. Anime Corporation is more for what new DVDs are going to be coming out for new releases and what's new for those type of animations that come out in the United States alone. Anime News Network is in general for most of what happened in Japan and the United States and around the world, what's going to happen, like in Japan or things like that. I just like it better and everything, but hopefully it will do good for you, and it shows as much information as you need for the anime, for our podcast and everything. You can go check out everything on here in the Anime Club and everything. You can go to the forums. You can check out the anime videos and all that. I've decided not to continue on trying to make a server yet until I learn more. I'll eventually be able to do it because my career that I'm going, my major that I'm doing is networking. I'm going to learn about service link, things like that. And right now I'm reading about putting it on a Linux server, which are easier to use and are a lot more stable than Windows XP would be used. And plus I can do more connections with it and everything. But I don't plan to do it for probably a year or so because my internet sucks out here and I wouldn't be able to do more than 5 connections. And even that, I would have to limit how many people would go on in a certain hour or a certain day because, well, I have a cap on my internet and everything. So, be more useful for you. Website, I would love to see more people on the forum and everything. I don't see a lot of people post on there and everything. I just renewed the subscription for my database and everything, so everything should be back up and running if you've ever had any problems at this point with it. I haven't seen anybody else register. It'd be nice if more people would register for it. I don't go on often only because no one else goes on it for me. It'd be not helpful if people, more people would go on it. I would love to see more people on it, only that I miss people being on it and everything. Well, I still have a little bit extra more time on my hands. I might review a few of my animations. I'll just review one more. Maybe one more or two more. Let me think. Just one more. It will be for the, let's see, Ragnarok the Animation. Well, if anybody knows what that is, let's see if I can get some music for it. And while I'm waiting for that, the animation, if you've ever played the game, it's made off the game and everything. I've loved watching the show. I've also read the manga. I haven't read the whole series because the library did not have it, the whole series and everything. But it's pretty good. There's no link between the animation, the actual show, and the book. The game, which is Ragnarok, if you want to check out the website, it's iro.ragnarokonline.com. That's a game. The book is more related to the game than anything else. There's things that have changed. Any people want to know what this is? It was from Korea. There's a new version come out. I probably already said this before. I'm just refreshing people who are just new to this, who have not reviewed my episodes. Because it might have been back where the episodes are no longer there, because I didn't have space in my database and everything for this. They come out with version 2. I played it myself. I got a private server one. I particularly didn't like it because it still has glitches in it and things like that, and my internet connection could not handle the game quite well. But you can go and check it out. You may have to search a little bit around. You may have to go through 3 or 4 websites. The size of the actual game is no much bigger than the actual... It's actually a little bit bigger than Ragnarok, but if you play World of Warcraft, it's smaller than that file, even though it's the same style type. It's only about 2 gigabytes. When you realize that WoW is more like 6 or 7 gigabytes, if I think that's correct, please correct me if I'm wrong. Comments or concerns about that. Ragnarok the Animation, it's a pretty good series and everything. It does fall short to what I would like to see in it, but it still was a good one. It was only 26 episodes. It's been out for quite a long time. It's an old series. It's back from 96 or 97 or 98. I can't remember. Well, let's see what's going on. Well, it's about, let's see, what is it? Ragnarok, the world Ragnarok, or Manengard, which is the name of the world that they live in and everything. This guy, I can't remember their names because I haven't seen the show in like 5 months or so. The last time I watched it was like in January, February, March, April, or in those months over there. Basically about they're on a venture to save the world. Because what happens is there's evil people out there that are trying to resurrect this evil monster, basically. And they end up, it's like all emotions of evil emotions that you can think of, like sadness, grief, hatred towards humans and things like that and all that. And what happens is that when the heart gets so deeply related to this, that the heart's taken away and turns into a crystal that can revive this monster. And throughout the whole series, they're trying to find out what's causing all these problems in the world and everything. That's for the show and everything. It's interesting. You can watch it if that's the sort of thing you like to do. I only followed it up because I knew the game was based off of something. It wasn't based off of that, I could tell you that much. It had similarity to the game, but then again, it was not similar to it. The book, on the other hand, is a lot longer. It's a total of 26 books. There's like five or eight. Episodes or chapters in it, so you can imagine how big the book was actually. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen most of them. The actual game is based off of that. Like, you have Loki, Iris, and there's one other person I can't remember. They're all legendary characters in the book. They were once were gods and things like that, and lost their memory, basically. And they're trying to save the world because they know something that's going on in the world because there's destructions going on. There's this monster called Valkyrie, which is hard to explain. Well, it's a good book and everything. I can't do much review for it because I haven't read it in like 3 or 4 months, and I don't have a book with me of that series because I had to return it back to the library because I didn't own it myself. I like it. It was a good animation. It gives you a glimpse of what happens in the actual what happens for toward the game. It shows you what would be happening and throughout the whole game, then mixtures and all that and blah blah blah. Well, you can check it out. You can go to Barnes & Noble or something like that, your favorite bookstore, or you can go online and try to find it and read it on there. I have nothing much more right now for this. I may give out some goodies, some of my old books I don't read anymore, or some series at. But I can't do that if no one puts an input on here. I would love to give out freebies for everybody out there, even in this bad economy that we're having. People haven't noticed, your stock market have been going down, but look at the gas prices. I just filled up my gas tank the other day. I filled it up today, and it only cost me $28. It used to cost me up to $30, $40 when it's only a 10-gallon tank. You can see what's happening. If anybody hasn't seen, one of the biggest... And I'm sorry if I'm getting off track the anime show, but this is probably a big deal for all of us. People who are above the age of 18 who are trying to find a job or things like that. The Dow today dropped 508 points. That will affect you majorly. What happens when that goes down? Last time the Dow Internationals was below 10,000 points was in 2004 of October. It's only been the last 20 years that it actually has jumped from about the size of 2,000 to above 14,000. The last time the highest it was in 2007 of October, about this time of year, last year. Within the last 6 months, it's dropped majorly. I don't care what they say or anything like that. In my personal opinion, I do believe we're in a depression. I don't plan there's any simple fix or solution. A lot of the politicians are just causing it and making it worse. All I can blame is the stupid people who run the stock market. If you want information about the Dow Jones International Average, just look on Wikipedia. I just read it on there, information about it. What it is 30 companies combined together for this stock. I can list a few, like one of them is AT&T, and well, I can't list all of them, but you can check it out on the Wikipedia and everything. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode, this long episode that's about probably 50 or 60 minutes almost. The songs at the end are going to be mixed of two different ones. There can be probably just a few random music I'm going to put out there. But hopefully you've enjoyed your day and everything. I will be back, I don't know, maybe in a week or so. Hopefully. If anybody doesn't know, today is my birthday. I turned 19 today. Yeah, 19. The big 1-9. Yeah, 2 more years. Whoop-de-doo. That I will be able to gamble and drink and whatever I want. But I'm planning on doing that because I'm not interested in that stuff. But hey, who knows? More freedom, more power to the people. Well, hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. See you next week. I would love to hear your input. I do see plenty of people are listening to this podcast. Within the last month, I've had 5,000 downloads. I'm happy about that. I get an average of about 30 or 40 people a day on the visitor page or unique visitors to my page for Podomatic. But if you could head over to my actual website, which is www.theanimeclub.net, you can go and check that out as well. It has quite a bit of features. I plan on putting more of the features back onto it because you probably lost. But if you still want to go to the original one, I still have the original page on. You just have to put in www.theanimeclub.net/index3.html. And it will send you to the old page and everything. I originally changed it is because it started becoming looking all bland. The new one looks a lot better, but you don't have a lot of the other stuff that still isn't there because I've lost the program that to modify it and everything for you guys. But hopefully it'll be there. Please post your comments, your emails, or anything of your concern. You can put voicemail to email. You just record on your computer or something like that. Attach to an email, send it as an MP3 file, and just hand it to me. I can put it on the show for you guys. Okay, the my email address is toshiru@theanimeclub.net. That is TOSHIROU at theanimeclub.net. Or you can mail me, mail, post office mail at P.O. Box 293108, Phoenix, California 92329. Or if you want to do voice, you can either do an MP3 file to my email address, or you can go to Skype at Daisuke, which is Daisuke Niwa, which is spelled Daisuke Niwa. Hope that helps you out and everything, and hope you have an enjoyable week.
Ooh.